What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Juice Box. I'm your host, Coach John Willis, man, and I'm so glad that you're hanging out here with me tonight. We're here live. Now, before we get started, we got to thank our sponsors. Shout out to Dr. Bethany Nutrition. Shout out to Leadership Surge. Shout out to the CJW brand. Shout out to Max Hoops, my guy Brent Miner. Shout out to Convoy Basketball. And most importantly, the Juice University, the number one place for coaching and development. All right, so here we go, baby. Here we go. We live and in person. We got a jam-packed show tonight. We got a couple topics that we're going to jump into, really only two, you know, but they're kind of deep and they're kind of heavy, you know. So the first one is this. This is what I was thinking about. We're going to talk about COVID, right, and the impact that COVID had on society. So, you know, COVID was like really a, you know, 2.5, almost 3 year run, right, at the height of it. Obviously, there's still, you know, people contracting cases, people getting tested now, you know, people getting vaccines now. So there are other things that people are doing now. I'm talking about in comparison to when it first came out, we first were dealing with it. So, you know, I was an adult, right? Still an adult. I ended up having a daughter during that time. My little girl, Maya, she's a COVID baby, right? But the way that adults handled this, you know, it impacted us with work. A lot of us were working from home, you know, having to wear masks different places. A lot of us had to cancel travel plans. For example, I didn't go to Florida the whole time, right? I didn't go back home the whole time. So a lot of different things happened. But what I really want to focus on tonight is I want to talk about the students and the people who are like freshmen or sophomores in college right now, because that means those were the people who were in high school at the height of COVID, right? So those are the people who had just graduated. You know, you got to realize, like in the state of Oregon, these kids, they got out for spring break, right? And they didn't go back to school for like a whole year. They didn't go back to school. And then it was, you know, it was some online stuff. So it was a lot for those kids. And so the reason I'm bringing that to your attention is because on the other side of it, which is like the college side of things, the expectation of performance for those kids still remained the same. So what I mean by that is admission requirements were the same. You know, those kids, some of those kids were freshmen playing sports last year. And a lot of them struggled because a lot of their grades fell lower than they normally would, right? Because these people missed out on a chance to be social and interacting with other students in a high school setting, like in a typical high school setting that you would normally get. They missed out on that due to COVID, because a lot of them were taking online school. A lot of them, you know, some of them weren't having school at all. Also, the development, you know, the development mentally, socially, spiritually, you know, as they develop in their crafts as well, a lot of that stuff they missed out on. And because they missed out on that, you know, that's something that we really have to be mindful of, especially as coaches on the college level, especially as teachers and things and professors. During my time there at South Puget Sound, you know, those kids still had to make grades, right? Those kids still had to make grades. They still had to get assignments turned in. And the way that things were, you know, shout out to Aaron Alexander, who on right now, you know, the way that things were for those guys, you know, it was a tough experience, just being honest with you. You know, having all of your classes be online and be virtual, That's a tough thing, you know, because everybody don't learn that way. You know, everybody don't learn that way. I was a social guy in high school. You know, I think that interacting with people is good for the soul, right? It's good for the soul. You know, you handle, you know, you go through adversity, you meet people. You know, I've talked to about probably 60 different parents who have talked about the mental impacts, right, that it had on their kids. And when you talk about what type of mental impact, you're talking about things for like people who normally was on the AB honor roll, right? They were making all kind of D's, all kind of F's, you know, or kids who had participated in sports, whether it be basketball, baseball, football, whatever it is, had participated in sports for years, you know, 18 years of their life. You know, they've played these sports since they were 7 or 8 years old, and now all of a sudden they don't want to play anymore. Or now all of a sudden they don't really love the game anymore because the joy of playing was taken away from it, you know. And so that's really what we're talking about is like how that impacted these young people. Because we're going to have a generation of people who were impacted by this in their formidable years, right? These people were not adults at the time already. These people were developing, you know, young adults. You know, you think about it, there are some people who left school in the fifth grade, right? And now are going to high school. Now are going to high school, you know, without that middle school experience, right? So I think it's really big that we are aware of what this is going on to these to these young people, right? To what's going on to these young people. So if you know anybody, you know, if you know anybody who has kids around this age, if you know anybody who's playing in college right now, you know, I'm just going to talk about our experience there at South Puget Sound. You know, shout out to Jay Hall, man. What's going on, Boogie? Shout out to Hayden Wakefield, Aaron Alexander, shout out to my boys. Shout out to Isaac. Shout out to my boys who played for me. I love y'all boys. But the thing is this, when these student athletes, you know, boy, girl, just students in general, how are we helping them bounce back from this experience? You know, what kind of compassion are we showing? What kind of patience are we showing? You know, we had some challenges and some things as adults. But these kids, you know, I call them kids still, but these young adults, they really went through some things with this COVID. So from a mental standpoint, so I wish them all well. If you know anybody who's struggling at all, please reach out to me. I'm never too busy. You know, I'm down to call and talk and see what can we do. I think the first thing that we need to do to help these young people is to let them know that it's okay to not be okay. You know, that's the first thing. It's okay to not be okay. You know, it's a good thing that you are, you know, opening up, seeking help. I would encourage you to find a person that you feel comfortable talking with, you know, being that resource for a young person, you know, letting them know it's okay to not be okay. Then I think also we got to have patience and compassion, right? We got to have patience and compassion with them because they may be doing some things that we don't understand, some things that may not make sense to us in that moment. But you got to be understanding your high school experience was not their high school experience. Right? A lot of them didn't get a homecoming dance. A lot of them didn't get a senior prom. You know, some of them had graduation through a car window. Right? So it's a lot that's different there. So we want to make sure that we're showing grace and compassion for those young people. All right? Good. We're going to take a pause for the calls real quick, pay some bills. We'll be right back. I'm gonna check and see what our live listeners are talking about. And we'll be right back. You're listening in the mix on the Juice Box with your host, Coach John Willis. CJW, baby, who reminds you to bring the juice. Hi, what's going on, everybody? I'm Coach John Willis, and today I want to tell you about a great gift of inspiration. Have you read the PUSH book? First off, the word PUSH stands for persevere until something happens. And it's my book that I wrote. It's my greatest accomplishment because where I'm from, people don't write books. So as a published author, I want you to take a few moments. It's an easy read, only about 60 pages. Parents, if you have students, student athletes, if you have children that are playing sports, if you are an athlete and you just need to be inspired, this is the book for you. If you're a parent and you just need some inspiration, this is the book for you. I took a moment and wrote about personal stories that I want to share with you to hopefully help you get through some of the things that you may be dealing with. So thank you for your time. Visit the website and get your copy of the PUSH book today. That's right. All you got to do is go visit www.thejuiceuniversity.com and you can get your copy of the book today. Free copy, might I add. Free copy, PUSH book. Go get it today. What's going on, everybody? It's Coach John Willis, and I'm here to tell you about the next step to get your company to the next level. Join the hunt. If you're in a management or supervisory role and you're wondering how are you going to generate buy-in from your employees or from your team, then you need the Join the Hunt package. Join the Hunt is a series of five different lessons where in which we dive into feeling united. We discuss being on a united front. We discuss not taking old habits into new opportunities. We talk about the Patriot way. It's how we do what we do. Join the Hunt is a once in a lifetime opportunity that is guaranteed to take your company to the next level. Sign up today. Visit the website www.coachjohnwillis.com and reserve your spot today to bring Join the Hunt Team Building Leadership Series to your department or team or organization today. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody, to the Ride Out. It's your host, Coach John Willis. We are going to keep it rocking and rolling on the show, man. Again, thanks for everybody who tuned in, everybody who hollering at us. You know, I love to continue this conversation. I got four coaches in here right now, so I love to get their thoughts and their feedback. Absolutely. COVID, yes, it was a great reminder. You know, that experience, man, that athlete experience is humongous. All right, so we're going to change gears for a little minute right here. And you know, we like to talk about current events here on the Juice Box. That's just kind of what we do. You know, we want to make sure that we are bringing that to the people for sure. So in today's current events segment, we are going to dive into a very hot topic right now. And Coach Willis is going to give you his take on it, right? Because that's what we do here on the Juice Box, baby. We don't sugarcoat. We bring it right to you. Brett Favre, Oh, my goodness. When I heard this news, this just blew my mind. If you have not heard of this particular case, then you should... you should hear more about it. You should research it. So Brett Favre is part of a situation down in Mississippi right now. There was a total of $70 million in welfare funds that was mishandled. Okay. $70 million in welfare funds. Please understand this. The state of Mississippi is the poorest state in the union, all right, per capita. And money for welfare funds for people who are in need, people who don't have, okay, in the poorest state in the country, $70 million of that was misappropriated. It was used incorrectly. Now, apparently it seems as though the welfare funds were doled out to Brett Favre, the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase, and a horse farm for Marcus Dupree, who was an old running back, who you could check out his 30 for 30. Shout out to ESPN. ESPN hit me with the NIL deal. And lastly, a volleyball complex was built at Southern Miss University, which is where Brett Favre's daughter was playing at the time. So I'll post a link to this article. So here is the issue. Favre was paid one time $500,000 and another time for $600,000, totaling $1.1 million in over 2017 and 2018 to give motivational speeches. Now, I'm going to tell you what, Brett Favre not better than me as a speaker, and I don't make $600,000 to speak. You understand me? I can come speak at your school for a lot less than $600,000. But if somebody want to give me $600,000, I'm showing up, and I'm going to bring the juice. That's right. So Brett Favre gets paid two payments, one of $600,000, one of $500,000 in 2017 and 2018 to make motivational speeches. And he doesn't show. There's a Mississippi State auditor says that Brett Favre never gave the speeches and demanded the money back with interest. Brett Favre has since repaid the fees. It looks like he paid them in October of 2021. But he has not paid the $228,000 of interest that the auditor demanded. Okay. Now, here's another thing. Something else that has come out here recently was that Brett Favre, you know, sent a text message. Okay, let me back up to the breakdown of the money. You know, this article says that Brett Favre sought $3.2 million in grant money for a drug company, which he was the premium shareholder, and $5 million award that built that volleyball arena at Southern Mississippi. You know, and the drug company is called Pervasious. It was touting treatments to mitigate the effects of concussions, although none are approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Okay. But he implements, he implies that the governor at that time was complicit to these actions, you know, which is crazy, so you have directed, you have a guy named Austin Smith, who is, a nephew, you know, he was paid $400,000. $3 million went to Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, and Marcus Dupree, a former college football player, received $370,000 in welfare funds, which prosecutors say partly went to his horse ranch. So this is crazy. Okay, This is crazy. The text also tells us that this year, 2,500 children received benefits, state officials said, in a state with 192,000 poor children. So that means that, you know, the money that needed to go to these kids was not available because these funds were swindled away. And Brett Favre is at the center of it. Now, here's something else. Brett Favre, it has recently come out that text messages were shown. Text messages were sent that have been since discovered saying, Brett Favre, if you were to pay me, is there any way the media can find out where it came from and how much? That is insane. You know, and the problem I have with this is that, you know, this is a former professional quarterback, and people will say all these great things about him. You know, and he had a good playing career, but my goodness, you can't take advantage of the poor, man, because these are people who need this help. These are people who need this help. And so for there to only be 2,500 families served when there are over 192, for there to only be 2,500 kids served when there are over 192,000 who need the help, that's in a bad way, man. That's in a bad way. So we got to do better with that. I hope you've heard about that news. I do want to leave you with a inspirational moment before we sign off tonight. And that moment is this. Just remember, keep watering. Keep on watering. Keep on watering. Keep on watering. In other words, don't give up. Stay the course. Keep watering. No matter how hot it is, how hard it gets, keep watering. As a farmer, you know, because I have a garden, you know, as a farmer, you have to water right after you plant, and you have to continue watering consistently. You know, you watering every day. You watering over and over and over and over again. You're watering because you have to believe that your crop will grow. And the day you stop watering is the day you stop believing. And I got a message for my coaches. My coaches out there listening. Let me tell you this. This is a message for you. Because a lot of times we begin with the end in mind. So I want you to think about this. The destination of where you want to go, where you want to coach, the job that you want to hold. That's an objective. Being the best coach you can be, being the best family, man, woman, best husband, best wife, being the best family person you can be, being the best coach you can be, that's the daily goal. And that's the difference. Thank you for tuning in to the Juice Box. Please reach out to us. We on Snapchat. We on Instagram at Coach_John_Willis. Mo_minutes. You can find us on the website, www.coachjohnwillis.com. You can email us at coachjohnwillis@gmail.com. You can find us there. You can tweet at us at @coachj_Willis. But thank you for your time. Thank you for hanging out and spending some time with us here on the Juice Box. Grace and peace. Y'all have a good night.